You have selected a report about the effects of terrorism on the U.S. food supply. The wrap and two sound bites follow in 3, 2, 1. Agriculture in the United States is a big business. Dr. Curtis Kastner, director of K-State's Food Science Institute, says keeping our food supply safe from terrorists is a big concern. He says although attacks on hard targets, such as buildings, may take more lives, the effects on soft targets, such as the food supply, would have adverse economic effects.
Let's say that a foot and mouth disease were to happen either on the West Coast or in the South or wherever. Before that could be brought under control, it would have, it's estimated in the billions of dollars of economic impact before that would be brought under control. So when we're talking about the economic consequences, it could easily be in the billions, depending upon how widespread the incident is.
Lanice Thompson, Kansas State University. Dr. Curtis Kastner, director of K-State's Food Science Institute, explains that much has been done to protect the food supply since the attacks of 9/11. He says physical security of food processing facilities is much more important now than it was pre-September 11th. This soundbite is 55 seconds, and the out cue is back into production.
The food processing industry, for example, is expending additional resources to physically protect food processing facilities so that what happens with respect to workers, the site location, how easy it is to get in and out of there, how to have access to it. So physical site security is much more of an issue now than it was before. That effort is being stepped up, and that's a good example, I think, for the food industry. And then also to begin to look at what are systems out there that can be used to detect contaminated materials, whether it be from a microorganism or from chemical contaminant sensors to detect that, and to be able to run the surveillance, detect it as quickly as you can, and take that out of the food system, to remediate the problem, and then get back into production.
Kastner says although Homeland Security is a big help when it comes to food safety, it boils down to being prepared at the local level. This soundbite is 34 seconds, and the out cue is going to be.
Normally when these things happen, it's a local incident, so you have to be prepared locally. We just have to be more aware about the possibilities of what can happen, be more alert. To really be the first line of defense, it boils down to the individuals being aware of what can happen. If they see something unusual, then don't just pass it off as, hey, that looks strange, to actually investigate it. And by the fact that we're more aware at the local level and take on that responsibility, the safer and more secure the food supply is going to be.
Kastner says K-State has been working long before 9/11 on food safety, and the university has an extensive outreach program that encompasses food safety from the farm to food service. He adds a new facility on the K-State campus, the Biosecurity Research Institute, is a one-of-a-kind facility that will open in September. The Biosecurity Research Institute will be able to address a host of food safety and security issues.